75 years ago, Charles Lindbergh flew the Spirit of St. Louis nonstop from New York to Paris. This month, in the city that gave the plane its name, Opera Theater of St. Louis is presenting the world premiere of Loss of Eden. The opera isn't about Lindbergh's flight. Instead, it concentrates on the tragedy that struck the Lindbergh family when the pilot's son, Charles Jr., was kidnapped and killed. Jim Dryden reports.
Lindbergh's transatlantic flight made him a hero, but composer Cary John Franklin says it made a better movie than it would an opera.
Jimmy Stewart had already done it, and so we didn't need to go there again. And, you know, working in a theater, it's difficult to imagine that a single person could carry a two-act opera for that long. And the idea of a flight in an airplane, I mean, realistically, can you have an airplane on stage, or what is it kind of the cockpit of the plane going to be like? And the drama of the flight was more in people's minds of was he going to make it or was he not going to make it? It wasn't something they could see.
But in the opening moments of his new opera, Franklin attempts to make that drama something the audience can hear.
The very opening music is a prelude, is a very fast, nervous, energetic string figure that starts, you can hardly hear it. It's angular, it's irregular, and I guess I had some notion of this mechanical-sounding airplane propeller that also had connotations for the human drama that was going to take place in this piece.
Composer Cary John Franklin, who's been chorus master at Opera Theater of St. Louis since 1988, says the original idea for the opera was to include a lot of events from Lindbergh's life, not only the flight, but his scientific and medical achievements. He built a blood pump and studied the effects of altitude on humans, and his controversial isolationist stance before the Second World War. After about 2 years of work, Franklin and librettist Michael Albano found they had a 50-character, 4-hour extravaganza. So they decided to focus on the other event in Lindbergh's life that made the biggest headlines, the abduction and murder of his son. Albano says the opera centers on Charles and Anne Morrow Lindbergh, and on the man who was, some say, wrongly convicted and executed for the kidnapping, Bruno Hauptmann, and his wife, Anna.
They became so interesting, and the more I read about them, and the more, of course, about the very subjective nature of that trial and the evidence finding and manufacturing of evidence, all that sort of thing, they rose higher and higher in the firmament, as it were. And other characters, supporting characters, we just felt we didn't need. They weren't really doing anything to tell the story. So gradually, many other characters fell away, and the Hauptmanns became more and more prominent, till we realized it really should be a piece about these two couples.
What do you dream for?
Obscurity.
Not possible.
A home. A real home. Our
own.
The adjective operatic is hardly a stretch for a larger-than-life character like Charles Lindbergh, who along with Babe Ruth and Al Capone was among the first celebrities of the media age. But unlike today's stars who tell Oprah and anyone else who will listen everything about their lives, composer Cary John Franklin says Lindbergh never spoke about the kidnapping, not even to his wife.
We never talked about the death.
They never talked about it, and that's actually the last line of the opera.
We don't ever have to talk.
talk about it. We lived it.
In Loss of Eden, the Charles Lindbergh character does sing about the kidnapping, but only to himself. Lindbergh's youngest daughter, Reeve, was born 13 years after the tragedy. Reeve Lindbergh currently sits on the board of directors of the Missouri Historical Society, as a member of her family has since the Spirit of St. Louis landed in Paris. Like her father, Reeve Lindbergh doesn't enjoy talking about the kidnapping. She considers it a private family matter. But she has read the script. Robert Archibald, the president of the Missouri Historical Society, sent it to her.
She did call me and said, "Well, I read it, and it's a really, really hard subject." Charles, as you probably know, referred to the kidnapping as that New Jersey affair, and it was rarely, if ever, spoken of in the family until after Charles's death. And Reeve had sort of a double emotional reaction because Reeve herself lost a child. And Reeve has told me the story, and I think it's in one of her books, that when her child died, her mother was there at the house and told Reeve in her bereavement to go up and hold her baby. And Reeve looked at her in sort of astonishment, and her mother said, "You know, I never had a chance to hold mine."
Loss of Eden remains on stage at Opera Theater of St. Louis through the end of the month. Then it moves on to Minneapolis. The Missouri Historical Society Museum has mounted an exhibition to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Lindbergh's birth and the 75th anniversary of his transatlantic flight. For NPR News, I'm Jim Dryden in St. Louis.